we have to manage, you know, getting through, you know, the soreness and the whatever the technical term for
too much about it.
Yeah, what he's experiencing. But I think that the time frame should be, you know, less and better, and, you know, especially getting close to the end of the season and the start of the playoffs.
What a lot of the stuff I've read, you know, I wasn't around the Spurs back then, but Pop was pretty open about borrowing stuff from the Suns and Nash and what they were able to do. What, with Steve retiring yesterday, what were some of the parallels between the Suns and what was incorporated there with the Spurs and the offensive changes that were made?
Well, I think, you know, the whole league probably stole from, and I think it was a great combination of Steve Nash as a player and then Coach D'Antoni was, I think, emphasizing and incorporating, you know, more pick and rolls and maybe just tweaking spacing and tweaking where people were and the kind of consistency with which they hit certain spots. Nash was unbelievable about reading defense and you know, hitting obviously the roll guy, but then if you help too much, then he's hitting shooters and you know, so I think not just Pop, I think the whole league has really, you know, kind of observed and watched, you know, Steve Nash just and tried to figure out, well, if we can't stop him, maybe we should try and incorporate a little bit of that into it. And that's always easier said than done, but he's just an incredible passer, read the defense. As soon as you made a slight adjustment, he was so quick to see it and read it and pick the right guy. And so I think other point guards, you know, kind of said, oh, let's see if we can do that on a similar level and understand what defense is, how they're playing us, and what's going to be open. And he's just one of the, you know, elite point guards that, you know, in the last one, during my little stretch in the NBA, he's hard to prepare for. And I guess when you're not playing him, it's fun to watch him, but not when you're playing him.
You know, the goal of a basketball game, regardless of who the opponent is, are there regular season games this time of year, though, that are test games that you as a head coach and these guys themselves will look at and say, let's see what we have as we're winding this down? Is this one of those types of games?
Well, I mean, I think that's similar to how we've kind of phrased it, a few of the games. I think the teams at this stage that have the better records in the league that are near the top in either side, they're going to test you. They're going to challenge you. And I think our guys and us as coaches look forward to that. And, you know, whether you win or lose, you're going to be better. You're going to learn, you know, things that you got to do to play against the best players and the best teams in the league. And, you know, so obviously San Antonio has been one of those teams for a long time.
The games feel different as you get ready for them like this and even pregame in the locker room. Is there a palpable sort of difference when you play an opponent like this?
I would say on that front, not really. I think that we've got a really mature group that's pretty even-keeled, and our approach to each game from a preparation and from a routine standpoint, we don't really change. And so, I hope we have the same focus every night. And but I think there are certain nights where your opponent, you know, is going to put you in difficult spots and put you in positions where you've got to be more perfect. And but I think the preparation, the locker room, not a significant difference night to night.